Are they just allowed to like dye their hair any color that they want? Because it's not some shit that niggas do. Like black men only dye their hair when they're like gay or pop stars. Like, but white niggas like go blonde and go black and go brown. Like, is that cool? Is that how they rock?
White people are able to do shit like that, and no one bats an eye.
Like, would you go blonde right now in your life?
Oh, fuck no. Like Chris Brown or some shit?
I swear you're going to see Ricky with blonde tips next year.
Oh, my. Would you be a blonde tips nigga?
Bro, at 50,000 listens a month, Ricky's got
blonde. You know he's a brown.
All right, but we're at 50,000 listens. Yeah. You can't tell me shit. I'm doing all types
of things. Pulling out the hoop earrings, early, definitely.
I'm getting early. The Dennis Rodman and all. Fuck that. The fuck you going to tell me? I got 50,000 listens, bitch.
Definitely cocaine, but look at him. Look at those fucking nigger nostrils. He's definitely
the MFSX.
The MFSX.
Now you're listening to NWO podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggettes, welcome to another episode of the NWO podcast with the hometown Haitians and the resident fellow Caribbean kink.
We some niggas with a piece. We some niggas with a piece. We some niggas with a piece. We some niggas with a pin. Nigga with a pin, 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 nigga, 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 nigga with a pin, 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 nigga, 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 nigga. I know some niggas and they got a pin. Bitch, you need a pin, come and get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pin, come and get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pin, come and get them from these niggas. Hey. Real niggas coming from the weekend, chilling with my nigga Chris. He a vegan. Got my nigga Benny. Don't respond cause my nigga ain't friendly. Hey, my nigga fucking Ricky. He say mean shit. He ain't no pick me. And my nigga Plus, you know I'm fucking fussing nuts. But the fuck up in her guts. Hey, vegan trap hives. Hey, and my niggas black eyes. If you don't wash that mouth, get stomped on like a fucking flat house.
Men who lie. Men who lie.
Ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the NWO podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Benesy. Take a shot of me. And per the usual, I'm joined by my brothers in all buffoonery, plus
yo.
Ricky the Prince,
yo.
The vegan trap lord. In the vegan trap house. Say something to us.
Gang.
It's like you're trying to decide what to say in the moment. Like you made a split second change. Did you change gang in the moment?
Yeah. And we got my nigga Sam Bam in the building too, by the way.
Hey, dancing ass Sam.
How's everybody feeling?
Good.
I'm okay.
Great.
That's awesome.
Ooh, fucking Ricky, what did you do today?
Today,
oh, fuck. Come on.
I went to work. I was thinking of something. I went
today,
to
today.
I went to work. I started trouble on Instagram.
Hey.
I went to the gym, got a nice pump, and I'm here with you, my brothers. You guys are the highlight of my week every week. I just want you guys to know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for getting a pump at the gym, bro.
It's like that for most people with me. Do you know, I was thinking about when you said that shit. Don't you hate when women put that A after, like, all the words they say?
I hate that shit. Maya does it a lot.
Leave me alone. Leave my things alone.
I'm hungry.
I'm sleepy.
You're such a dick.
Babe. Babe.
No.
Fucking Noah had an ark, bitch. That's what he did.
Yeah. This is dumb.
Ben, what'd you do today?
Today, I was busy moving into my new corner office. Yes.
Oh. Why didn't we cue the fucking moving on up music for you? I'm so offended.
Facts.
Talk to us about this corner office. Oh, how you doing? Big desk?
Big desk.
Monica Lewinsky should have gone on under your desk?
All that. All that.
Yes. Big promotions, big blessings.
But yeah, man, moved into the new office. That's pretty much all I did. That's the highlight, of course, and you guys too. And yeah, that's it.
That's a big fucking deal, bro. Congratulations.
Thank you, bro.
On your comeuppance. May you stunt on these niggas eternally.
I have to do it for the ancestors.
Yes, you must, because they're watching and they're judging. Christabel, what did you do today?
I had breakfast with my son at his school.
Oh.
Yeah, that shit was fire, bro. I mean, they were eating chicken, but, you know.
That's so cute.
Niggas is real father. I don't think y'all understand, like, we be talking shit with y'all, but, like, behind the scenes, like, niggas be out here fathering, bro.
For real. Yeah. And when Father's Day come, y'all better send us some fucking care packages fuck. And shit. 6060 Miramar Parkway.
Oh, yeah. Message! Oh, yeah. And make sure you get the name on the box right, because we don't accept funny business.
Why the fuck doesn't the world care about Father's Day, bro?
Well, hold on, before you get into that, what's funny business?
What type of funny, you know what, business?
Great question, sir. Amazing.
That's not like some shit my dad would say.
Just because they spelled your name wrong.
Yeah. Hey, Wiki. I'm the one no funny business.
No, that would for the funny business, okay?
The funny business.
No more the
the funny business. Like an engine that needs to rev. My dad always did that when he was thinking of what to say. Hey, Ricky, spit it out, dummy.
That's what I learned. Like, through watching Asians, I learned that, like, Americans, our word is
Yeah.
So, like, when we're thinking of shit, I went to the
yeah.
But Haitians, this is a
Hey, Ricky, no funny business. What the fuck are you talking about, Dad? Funny business. Fuck off, nigga. But yeah, like Plus was asking, why doesn't no one give a fuck about Father's Day? Chris is dying. One day I'm gonna get my dad on this podcast, and I promise you we'll get a million listens that week.
Oh my
I
God.
Promise you.
That would be a Father's Day treat.
What the fuck is this podcast?
So I'm talking the mic like this. Hello. Yes, my name is La Fonchon.
Wiki, why you so goddamn loud, man? I ways you better than that, no?
I remember the first time Amos, he cursed in your dad's house.
Yeah.
He rolled up on him. He was like, hey, Amos, repeating obscenities in another person's home is unacceptable. Your dad is something else, dog.
I'll never forget my mom. Caught me using the word bitch in front of my homeboys. I literally, like, it must have been like 1 a.m. It's me, like, two of my dogs with room talking shit. And I'm like, this bitch. And the way my room was in the house is that it was connected to the back door. So to go outside, you had to walk through my room. So it was a Shoney plug. So
great episode title, by the way.
Shoney plug. Beautiful. Yeah. Mm. So she was like walking out with some garbage, opened the door, heard me drop the biggest bitch. My mother, Alan, can I speak to you in the other room, please? Alan, when you call a woman a bitch, it's okay. What you are really saying about her family? Come on. All right, come on, fam. I don't want to hear the bitch speech.
Yeah. I don't want to hear the bitch speech.
Come on. Because bitches exist.
You never want to have the bitch speech from your mom, especially when your mom's English is absolute ass.
My mother's a fucking feminist, which is weird as fuck. Like, every woman I've ever dated and brought to my mother, she's always said, you're too good for him, run. Get the fuck out of here. Every single girlfriend I've had, my mother says, save yourself.
That's your mom, bro.
Oh, no. She's not on my side.
That's
my mother
funny.
Tells every woman, save yourself, not this one.
Message. My mom just gives embarrassing stories. First time she meets Maya, she calls her Maya. Maya,
when he was 4 years old, and maybe up until he was 10, he peed on himself.
Like, what? You're like a bedwetting ass nigga.
Why does she need to know that?
What are you doing?
That's how they show that they care about you. Like, what are you
Mom,
doing?
I'm trying to get something tonight.
Yeah.
Today, I spend most of the day hanging out with my favorite uncle. The nigga breezed into town.
Breeze.
It just blew his out. This nigga.
Your favorite uncle always does that.
The epitome of an ancient nigga.
Especially if he's Caribbean.
This nigga bought a fucking auction charger for $600 in Georgia, drove it down to Miami with no papers, no tags, just to get it registered down here.
Yeah.
He introduced me to a Haitian mechanic who fixed both of our cars today.
Oh, that's how the car's outside?
For $200. Zoman fixed both of our cars.
I was going to ask you.
What?
I had heavy engine problems?
Yeah.
Both of our cars, $200. Mm. My uncle was swindling niggas. He swindled me into washing his car and my mother's car today. My uncle, I watched him hustle all day, and he showed me that, first of all, I'm far too nice a negotiator, and I'm far too nice a person. Like, when you see a real scumbag in his element, like, I'm a bitch. I'm a pussy. Because this nigga, like, he was scamming everybody who came in his sight. He negotiated everywhere he went.
$600 for the car.
My, you should see it. Beautiful charger.
Your car was done.
It was done. This is old man with his bare hands.
Wow, that's great, son. You got wheels when you come down here.
I mean, yeah, I'm that's just for my mom, really. I don't need that shit. I'm not taking it with me.
But I'm saying, when you're down here.
Yeah, I mean, if she lets me have it.
Yeah, that ain't yours no more.
No, I'm still smoking out of it.
You got to Uber to the pussy no more.
Oh, bitch, my pussy's DiGiorno.
Save it. DiGiorno's not delivery.
Man.
Exactly.
Fuck around, call it. Fuck. Fuck around and call that episode DiGiorno pussy. DiGiorno pussy. Oh, you asked a question about Father's Day. Why doesn't anyone give a fuck about Father's Day?
Because they don't give a fuck about
Why
men.
Can't we that answer this question?
It's because we know the answer already. No one gives a fuck about men.
Ever. We're like supposed to just suck it up.
Just like you said before, dick has no value. And
zero value.
And the person that comes with it has no value.
Like, seriously, what is the value in dick? Is it worth shit?
No.
It's not worth shit.
So, I think it's a level above shit.
My uncle was also telling me today that he won't fuck a woman who won't pay a bill for him. He was, this man is remarkable. He was saying, I'm not fucking, because he's from Bahamas. So it's like his accent's different. I can't fucking do it. But he was actually saying, I'm not fucking no bitch because she pretty bae. I'm fucking this bitch. She can pay a bill bae. Hey, the nigga was not fucking around, bro. The nigga was like, I got my whole apartment furnished. I didn't pay none of that shit bae.
The Haitian Jamaican niggas are a different breed.
Bro, these Bahamian niggas
are different.
They speak Creole but have Bahamian principles. Niggas are weird.
Listen, ladies, you thought Haitian niggas was bad? You see a Bahamian, run from that nigga.
Mm-mm.
Run.
These Buju Banton King Posse niggas are terrified. Watch yourself.
Act like you deaf.
Yeah.
Just keep it moving.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm rolling a joint, being distracted. Let's get down to business. Ooh, Ben, I'm starting with you because this is hypothetical for you.
Can we not?
Yeah, no, we have to. Only, and you'll understand why I want to ask the question. Okay. I just want to build some terror in these niggas' hearts.
All right.
Could you exist in a loveless relationship for the sake of giving your kids a two-parent home?
Ooh.
Okay. Hold on, Mister. Before I answer, when we say, what's describe loveless? Like your partner don't love you?
Like your marriage is dead. Like, has anybody ever been in a relationship that's went dead?
Mm-hmm.
And like it's dead, but however you're remaining in the paint because kids, I mean, like they're better in a two-parent home.
That's a lot of marriages today. Message.
It's a lot of Haitian marriages.
All message of them, really.
So
I mean, like, if you're with the mother of your child and you feel as if it's dead, however she's willing to stay, if you're willing to stay, do you leave to be happy elsewhere, or can you stand in the paint? Or do you think that's something that you should do for the sake of giving your kids a quote-unquote two-parent home?
Logistically, I understand why a married couple would attempt to do that. But I wouldn't do it because it sets a bad precedent, and it also sets a bad example of what love should look like. Because if the marriage is loveless, you can't hide that. You can't hide that. Like, I grew up not seeing my parents kiss much. I grew up not seeing my parents hold hands much. And I don't, like, it was so bad to where I had to question how I came to be. Like, how did I get here? Because I didn't see the love in the house. And not many kids are going to interpret that and actually digest it and, I guess, live vicariously through watching that and decide that I don't want that type of marriage, so I'm going to do everything in my power to love my potential wife. Not many kids are going to think that way. There are a lot of kids who are going to grow up watching a messed up marriage and end up repeating that same ugly cycle and thinking that that's what they should be doing, like the very bare minimum to nothing. So I wouldn't do it. I'd leave.
Beautiful answer.
Drop a bomb for yourself.
Beautiful answer, sir. Richard, could you exist in a loveless relationship for the sake of giving your children a two-parent home?
Absolutely not. I can't do it. Won't do it. And to kind of piggyback off of Ben, like, I guess it's a I won't say that because that's not true. But to piggyback off what he said, I kind of grew up, in my household, my parents did a lot of arguing. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see, like he said, a lot of kissing and holding hands. I could probably count on one hand the time I've seen them actually kiss. I've never seen them hold hands.
That's weird as fuck. No.
Very weird. And my dad was super affectionate with us. My mom, they tell you they love you and stuff like that. Like, but with each other, no. All I saw was arguing, and it kind of damaged me. As you know, seeing them argue so much to the point where I refuse to argue today. Like, I've gotten in trouble with Maya because I refuse to argue. Not that she wants me to argue, but
you don't engage.
I don't engage in that shit because that's. I grew up literally watching arguing all day, every day.
Because I would imagine that as a kid, you growing up as a man, now you're thinking of what you saw and grew up right. watching, and arguing means destruction to you.
Right.
That's what it means.
That's what it means. Something's wrong. Something's not right. Like, you know, I just hated it. So it kind of scarred me to this day. You know what I'm saying? Just seeing them do that, arguing all the time. I don't think I can see myself being in a situation where I'm sharing a home, sharing a bed, doing things that a loving couple, you know, are supposed to be doing when me and you don't necessarily have that loving relationship, and we're doing it just for the sake of the kids. I think at that point, you're doing more damage to the kids than you are by staying than you are than leaving. Because I can still be an amazing father without living there. Then with me living there and me and you having a horrible relationship.
I'll never forget. There was actually one time on Valentine's Day, I called my dad at his job to remind him, make sure on your way home, you grab some flowers for mom, because it's not gonna be good. Not a lot of kids are gonna do that.
Yeah.
They're just gonna sit there and watch a messed up marriage and end up being a messed up person. Bro? Huh?
How old were you when you did that?
I had to have been, what, 9, maybe 10 years old.
Wow.
This nigga always believed in love, bro.
I can't imagine Zion calling me. I was just like, bro,
but you're not going to let it get to the point where he has to call you.
Yeah. No, but just even in terms of like thinking that way, to make that forward suggestion.
But Ben was thinking
Ben has to grow up faster than your kids have to.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And not only that,
thank God.
Ben was thinking like a 35-year-old at 4.
You understand what I'm saying? Because his father was who his father is, Ben had to be.
You had to.
But your kids, thank God,
they still got you.
Get the luxury of being naive. Mm-hmm.
So like
the luxury of being kids.
See, like with me, like I've seen what things that my mom would do to trigger my father, and I've seen what things my dad would do to trigger my mom. And when I feel like I'm being triggered, I won't let it happen. I just... You know what I'm saying? Like, believe it or not, I argue more on this podcast than I do anywhere in life. when I say I don't argue, I'm not just with my relationship with my
Twitter.
Boy.
Twitter's the second.
On Twitter, I give niggas the business.
But, that's not true. Twitter, like, it's not a place.
Like, even with y'all niggas, like, when we not on the pod, like, when we talking shit, like, I don't argue. I just don't do it. know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't stay in no household where there's no love. Like, hell no. I'm not going to, like, subject my children to that shit. That's just repeating a cycle, like you said. Hell no.
Chris, could you exist in a loveless relationship for the sake of providing your children a two-parent home?
No, I couldn't do that. And to highlight one of the many points that Ben made, like, you don't want to portray a certain image. And that goes for, like, say if you have a young man, like I have two, you know what I'm saying? So you don't want to show them that, yo, as a man, this is what life is like. You know what I mean? Like, you want to show them, like, yo, as a man, this is how you want to, this is the top of the pyramid right here. This vibe, this energy.
Right.
Having this all the time and maintaining that all the time.
For me, I think the biggest point is that, like, if you're in a loveless relationship and you're miserable, then it's really hard for you to be a good, productive parent.
That's true.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's really hard for you to be a good parent because if you're a miserable person, you're a miserable parent. If you're a miserable parent, then you're just a non-productive,
exactly,
angry, sad, emotional fucking. That's just not a good environment to raise children under, I don't think.
No, I agree with that.
But then again, I think it also kind of comes down to the personality type. Because being able to pay bills and exist with the mother of my children in the same house with my children ideally sounds like a good idea. Yeah. But it's always a thing of personality types. And they're almost always the wrong one because they're women. Yeah.
I just don't see how it'll work, man. Like, how it works. I know it wouldn't work for me. I couldn't do it.
And you know what I just thought of? Unfortunately, for our old school ass Haitian and Caribbean dads, maybe providing and being there and actually, you know, providing for your kids and providing for your wife was their way of showing love, maybe. I don't know.
And in their own way. That could be, yeah, it. Yeah. That could be it.
When I look
not at, excusing it, but yeah.
Yeah.
When I look at my past and then I look at, like, some of those situations specifically, like, that is literally some shit that could be fixed by a conversation of love languages. Like, if you think that love is providing and handling shit and your wife doesn't receive it that way, you're wasting your time.
Damn.
You understand?
If you have Haitian parents that are over 50, they don't have love languages.
They do, bro. I'm telling you.
It's just I'm telling you
they
do.
Like, they act like they were raised by hyenas. Like, who raised y'all, dog? Do you love? Dog, that's so rough, dog.
But, bro, like, I really think niggas should start going back to, like, arranged marriages and shit. Or, like, marriages where your parents nudge. Statistically, my nigga, they work better.
I just think
it had to be early.
I just think that people should actually just, like, legit fall in love first.
It doesn't work.
Fall in love.
It doesn't work.
No, if you fall in love, it works.
It does not work.
People stop marrying your baby mama just because she's your baby mama when you know you don't love
first
her.
First of all, no one marries your baby mama. Okay? Jeez. No one does. I don't know anybody who has.
Shit.
I don't know anybody who has.
They do it.
Really?
They do it.
Fucking daredevils.
Evil Knievel ass niggas, man.
Oh, shit. Daredevils. You're stupid, dog. I don't know why, but I want to incorporate that into a title so bad.
Somehow.
Fucking daredevils.
Baby daredevils? Mm. Okay. Ricky, what's the longest you've chased somebody who didn't want you?
Maya.
That's the longest?
Yeah.
How long was that?
I don't remember the time frame, but I just remember I got turned down 3 times. That shit sucked. I said that on this podcast
before. But I don't think she was denying you because she didn't want you.
That's how I took it. I didn't see why else she was denying me. I was doing all the right things. Like, look at me. Are you stupid?
Maybe she...
Come on.
Do you love me now that I can dance? Babe, yeah. What's up?
What's up?
I can mash potatoes. I can do the twist.
Oh, well, is this girl blind? Like, is something wrong with her?
Nah, she realized you're a wolf turned prince.
You know what I'm saying? That's I guess that's what
put you through the ringer.
But to be honest with you, aside from Aya, I didn't really do a lot of chasing like that to be put in that situation, to be honest with you. Like, it was all the situation where the woman was already interested in me, so it wasn't like in a situation where I had to.
So then you've never like flipped a woman who didn't want you at all, or it didn't take long?
For a relationship or for a vagina?
Period.
Oh, yeah.
Just generally.
Yeah. Of course. I think every man has. Of course. I have. What was the original question?
But the longest. What's the longest you've chased somebody who didn't want you?
I'm really trying to think.
I'm
time you come to me, I have.
I can tell you right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Chris.
Like 5-10 minutes.
Longest ever?
Ever. The fuck got time to be chasing.
That's what I was saying. Like,
bitch, your name is not Ciroc. Your name is not Hennessy. The fuck out of here.
Yo, give my nigga a ball, man.
Bitch,
I'm saying.
You don't want me? You sure? Bitch, if you don't get your ass the fuck out.
All right. Nah, but for real, though. I don't really call, like, because I'm not trying to sound like I'm the shit or nothing like that. I just didn't really. Usually the girl was already interested, and it made it easy. You know, it wasn't like no crazy chase or nothing like that where.
You know the vibes.
Yeah, we know the vibes. Like,
you know what the fuck going on.
I was never in the business to chase people like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think people who chase people are weird. I think if you can be told no more than once and still keep going. Something is really the matter with you, bro.
Something is really the matter with me. Yeah. Something is really wrong with me.
Get that.
I don't know.
I'm a very good, I'm really, really good at reading people's vibes and body language. Like, whenever I get a little inkling that you ain't really on it like that, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was my sign that I needed. I ain't want you like that anyways, baby. Just wanted you to come to the glass house.
I can turn a no into a maybe with a 5-minute conversation. If you give me 8 minutes to talk to you, that no is abso-fucking-lutely.
Message!
It's abso-fucking-lutely.
Now, I will say this. There's been times where we've been out or whatever, and you know what I'm saying, like, you're doing your thing with your boys, and she may not be interested in you. And I always had this line, and it is very, very true. If she grin, she's in.
Oh! Don't let me make you giggle.
Oh, so let me ask you.
You don't hate me. You just pretend.
Then I smile.
You don't hate me. You just pretend. You playing games.
Do not let me see a smile.
Let's talk.
You dare smirk.
Plus, let me ask you a question real quick. So, like, you ask for the in, and you get the no first, right?
Yeah.
And you keep talking.
Yeah.
How long do you keep talking before you try go in again?
The fact that I'm able to keep talking.
That's it. That's it.
You understand what I'm saying? The fact that I'm able to, because women who are not interested shut the
fucking
down.
That's it.
Like, if I can't even speak, I understand. But if you're engaging me.
Yeah. You just have that wall up right now.
Because then, if you're engaging me by being polite, that's enough time for me to show you that I'm fucking awesome.
Come on, Chris. We've seen it. Remember back way awesome. Back in the day, we see a group of girls, and it was the one girl that maybe one of us wanted, and she was the one like, nah, we good. But they're still standing there talking to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, what happened? We got the number. We got the BBM.
You know me, like, when there's a group, I go for the mean one. That's the one.
You gotta
I
go for the mean one.
I want the mean one. Give
you
me
gotta go for the mean one.
Give me a little angry.
Because
give me
once,
little man.
Once you set a little man down, oh, it's easy.
Once you
picking.
Kill little man,
oh,
little madman.
My goodness gracious.
Little angry.
Oh, my. once you calm her down, man, bro.
Fucking Bertha, Barbara, Beulah. Once you get her cool, once you calm down,
Mr. Burns calms down?
Because she never has that just the angry one.
Never.
Never.
She's always nasty.
Angela's mess.
You know what I'm saying? You got to calm her down, bro. But yeah, like if they're still engaging in conversation, absolutely.
So like my cougar, I chased for fucking 2 years.
But it was well worth it.
Well fucking worth it.
When you put in a work like that, it has to
be. Because first, I had to get over that. You're just a kid shit. I'm like, bitch, I'm 16. I live a crazy life. Plus, I tell you what the 80s like. Are you crazy? Are you crazy?
Go ahead.
So, it was getting over that. You're just a kid shit. Getting over that. I got a husband shit. Because she wanted it. It just took some time. And I had it. Hmm. All the time. I had time, guys.
I'm telling you, dog.
And I chased. I did that shit.
When we were after like groups and shit like that, people would think that I'd be the one to break the ice. You got to send a nigga like Ben or Chris. Because they're so nice and mellow and respectful. Man, that shit used to work like, man.
Yeah, because you send me, I have no subtlety whatsoever.
It'd be some shit like
walk yo. In, which one of you guys is fucking? You? Like a bob.
Man, Ben and Chris will pull up with, excuse me, ladies, how's your evening going? By the time they get them warmed up, me and Amos dead. Close the deal.
Fucking Chris walk up. Good evening, queens, goddesses, pharaohs.
I done bust down the door.
I'll never forget the day that nigga Ben approached this group of girls and he asked the one girl one question. I couldn't believe my fucking ears, dog. He was like, excuse me, I just wanted to know, are you spoken for? I said, what? Even I was like, what? So what the fuck?
Fucking sock hop. What type of sock hop shit is that?
I put that in my notes in my phone and I use that every day after. Excuse me? Are you smoking for?
That is stupid. But I remember my time. It was at Club Opium in Hard Rock.
Ah, good times, man.
And homegirl was with all of her AKAs, all of her fellow AKAs.
Mean bitches.
They all mean. Like, I'm literally talking to her from the bar inside the club and after the let out and walked her all the way through the garage up to, like, the, sixth floor.
Yeah.
All of her homegirls, like, they formed a fucking barrier around her, and I'm in the middle of that shit.
And they was not fucking with us, bro.
It was the most intimidating shit ever. I finally got the number, but they were so disapproving. They let it be known. They hated me.
Looking like a bunch of fucking watermelon.
They hated me. They thought I was scum.
Dog.
You know how to make K's get down.
Look at me now.
Yeah.
Ooh. Bomb.
Okay. This next scenario comes from the Twilight Zone. And I love this shit. Chris gave us this shit.
I bet hey, he was hold high. On. Shout out to Jordan Peele. He is crushing that Twilight Zone shit.
I have to go
shit,
watch
dog.
That shit, bro.
Like, if you... I don't really put y'all on game, but if you're not watching it, start watching this Twilight Zone. Get better. Shit's crazy.
Is we're on like ABC, like the streaming shit?
They're not paying us. I'm not going all there. Just search that shit. Find Twilight shit. Zone. Shout out Jordan Peele.
You're on a rocket to Mars with the last six people that called you. Just before you take off, you hear that North Korea and America are launching nuclear weapons at each other and the world is doomed. Do you A, get off the ship and try to make it out to your family and maybe survive the fallout? Or B, stay on the ship, take off to Mars with those people and survive?
I'm trying to get off to my family. The reason why is because if I make it to Mars and my family didn't, I won't be able to live with myself knowing that I did that. I don't think I'd be able to live with myself, so I'd make it.
But you might not live anyway. Nuclear weapons, kid, and you're coming. You're leaving from a capita, so it's like.
But I rather
that's definitely one of the places.
I'd rather die with my family than die with.
But
strangers.
You might not even make it.
What do you mean? What I mean?
You might literally die getting off the ship.
He's telling you he wants to die.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you that I might not. I'm not going to ship at all. I would stay here with.
You were already on the ship, strapped in. The ship was like 3, 2. Wait a minute.
Let me off.
Oh, then at that point you can't get off.
You can.
The engines didn't like. There was still time to get off because at this point it was total.
Oh, then I'm getting off. Getting off, man.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm getting off too, bro. That shit was crazy.
I'm getting off.
If you see what happens when the motherfuckers stay on that shit.
Yeah, I'm getting the fuck off.
That shit is nuts. You imagine being around six people for the rest of your life, knowing that you have 2 years of food left.
I'm getting the fuck off.
I don't want to travel. Like, I don't want to go to Mars.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with these people. Leave me here. Whatever happens.
Yeah. Super spoiler, but they said the trip was like 5 years, bro.
Yo, that shit scared the fuck out of Plus.
That's Ben.
I tried to find some creepy music.
You did it, bitch.
Nigga was so,
what the fuck?
You're so pussy.
The apocalypse was here, nigga.
Big black bald head bearded nigga. Big ass pussy.
They played that shit right before niggas died every movie. Oh no.
He thought the end game music.
Yeah, you saw the No, I was about to get scared, but I looked, this nigga was frightened, dog.
And then also, I need to see if y'all heard it too.
I heard it, but I was just looking at you.
No one reacted.
So did you see how he took off his headphones and started to see if it was playing outside of the headphones? Fucking pussy. He thought it was the end of times.
That has to be a clip. I'm sorry. That has to be a clip.
I needed to know.
He thought it was over.
Shit, not sweet. I needed to know.
He was wondering if he asked God for forgiveness before.
He goes, you talk about leaving the ship. I was gonna leave you fucking niggas right now.
He was like, man, he was like this.
Alright.
Episode. Title of the episode. Plus is a big pussy.
Fuck you, you got me on this fucking drugs and drink.
He was so in tune.
He was so scared.
My bad, bro.
God damn it. He's paranoid.
So I've been seeing this new energy from women. Fuck you. Stop.
Right. Did y'all niggas answer the question? You staying on or staying off?
Everybody's getting the fuck off this shit.
Getting off.
I've been seeing this new energy from women, right? And it's just disapproving energy of men proposing during major events in their lives. Graduation, their birthday, a holiday. Do you think it's disrespectful to propose, or do you think it's self-absorbed to propose on a day of great accomplishment for her? Is that rude, or is it special?
Here's another great accomplishment.
So you say, why not couple them together?
I'm not saying couple them together. It's not about necessarily coupling them together, but
I think it depends on the event, though.
It's a gift.
Like I would like recently I just graduated and I seen like as I was walking out of the ceremony, like walking out to greeting everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like you see so much love and people are caught up in the moment. So I can easily see a scenario like that where a dude who's proud of his girlfriend for graduating, like this is the moment, her family's here, my family's here, this is the perfect opportunity for me to propose, like in front of her classmates, you know what I'm saying? Like, but if I'm at somebody else's wedding, that's kinda like me as a group.
Somebody else's wedding?
No, I'm saying, I'm just...
That like, shit happens.
Yeah, shit happens.
That's OD.
You know what I'm saying? Like, me as a groom, I don't think I'd give a fuck. Like, if it's one of my boys, like, go ahead. But, you know what I'm saying? Like...
If they didn't talk to you about it first?
No, definitely talk to me about it.
Don't do that.
Don't just do that. That's dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kicking you. I'm fucking your whole shit up. Like, me, I'm fucking that shit up.
No.
305, motherfucker.
Yeah. Boo. Boo.
Ben, you like your deep thought. Is proposing during a major life event disrespectful?
I wouldn't do it at her graduation ceremony. I wouldn't do it. Only because I want her to have that moment to shine. Because, I mean, it's an individual accomplishment. And I don't want to overshadow that with my proposal. Now, I've been to a lot of graduation ceremonies, and after the ceremony, you meet up with family, you have dinner and whatnot. I might do it there if I'm going to do it that same day, but I won't do it directly after the ceremony. Or I think I saw one online where she walked across the stage and he proposed to her on the stage.
And they were dragging that boy.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. How about during a holiday? Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
I don't see the problem with that.
I don't see the problem with that. Like
it's perfect.
Like I said, like I think what people do is people, like men especially, like I think they try to find a scenario in a situation where it's like foolproof. Where like if I do like Christmas or especially niggas who are not so sure, because you kind of like me, I know right now if I ask my mother if she gonna do it. But there's some niggas who are on the edge that don't really know what the answer would be. So if you do it at Christmas or Thanksgiving, her whole her entire family is there. If she's gonna be caught up in the moment, regardless if she was on the edge or not, she's gonna say yes because
you bully her.
That yeah, you put her in that situation. You know what I'm saying? You want that yes so bad because niggas can't handle it.
And you know what? I'm just gonna put a PSA out there. You niggas stop trying to one up one another with this whole proposal thing.
Yeah,
because
it's just getting crazy.
Either one, you're gonna get dragged. Either two, you might end up embarrassing yourself. At least try to do something that's centered around something that'll be sentimental to her, like her personal likes. Don't try to do something that's grand on during an individual accomplishment. Don't do that.
So
just stay away from it.
It was a Miami Hurricane fan who proposed at a Miami Hurricanes game. She said yes, but later on Twitter, the engagement was off like the next day because he paid a lot of money to do it too because they did it at halftime on the field. But she was pissed because she was like, that's your shit. That wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, her thing was like, it wasn't well thought out. Like, you know
because
what I'm saying?
Because the Miami Hurricanes game probably means nothing to her.
It meant jack shit to her. And that's what she was saying. She was like, I never go to the games with you.
Unruly.
I mean, you can look at it both ways, but that's what I'm saying. Like, don't do no shit. Just be lazy. Like,
think that's lazy, though. That's a grand gesture, bro. Like, for you to spend X amount of dollars to have this, even if it's maybe not something she's
necessarily
interested in.
It's expensive, but it's not well thought out.
No, what I'm saying is she may not be interested in football and all that, but it's still a grand gesture.
Of course.
Can't ignore that.
I agree. I just think that if you're going to propose to him, you should take her feelings into consideration as far as like what she likes.
At the end of the day, if you want to, like, well, she said no, so I guess she didn't want a future with this guy.
Yeah, that could be it, too.
That could be it, too.
She just wanted the money. Because he had it.
There you have it. You know what I mean?
She didn't want a Nate Davis.
Ben, you were going to say something.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh. I spoke my piece.
Are you really?
Did you speak my piece?
No, you didn't.
I forget the subject.
Jesus Christ. Scared.
He's holding his phone with the subjects in it.
Yeah.
I forget the subject.
He's still scared.
He's sweating.
Is it disrespectful? not disrespectful. I think it's whack as fuck. To piggyback off some other shit, I don't see myself ever proposing in public. I don't think that's my shit.
What's your shit? Like some private dinner?
Probably some private dinner shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think you propose on a fucking anniversary because if you don't, that bitch will make you have two of them. That's what I heard.
Oof, boy.
That's what I heard.
Yikes.
If you don't propose to her on your girlfriend boyfriend anniversary, now you have two guys. They don't tell you that shit in the handbook.
Oh,
stupid!
Shit, I didn't think about
dumb. Yeah,
that's gay. I mean not gay. I mean that's the
no, it is.
Ben, edit that. Edit
no,
that.
You can't.
That's bad.
Wait, you didn't know that?
Wait,
no,
what's your anniversary? Quick, what's your anniversary? Quick.
October 4th.
So. Fam, no matter how you're going to do it, wait until October 4th is on a Saturday again.
So wait, when I put a ring on your finger, that other shit's not null and void?
No.
Fuck you.
You still have to like...
Fuck out of here.
What do you call when the relationship got brought together? Like, you got to celebrate
fuck
that
here
as
with
well.
That bullshit.
Nah, but see,
boyfriend
it works.
Don't mean shit no more.
It works though, because if you're like me, I don't celebrate holidays really, so... Like,
I need
it
to
works
come
for
roster,
me.
Man. This thing can everything.
We have more things to do.
Yeah. But that shit trash. So, y'all boys, if you're going to propose, do it on an anniversary you already have or be fucked up.
That's fucking stupid.
How many anniversaries?
How do women get that shit off, bro? That's great. And niggas, shit.
And niggas are doing whatever it takes.
Like, So imagine, right? Imagine you get married. You have a marriage anniversary. And then one day she wakes up. Do you know what today is? Like,
no. It's Tuesday. Oh, I know what today is. The NWO podcast dropped earlier. Go listen to that.
The podcast drops tomorrow.
She's like, October 4th. I'm like,
okay.
All right.
2012.
Okay.
That's cool.
You know what? You're really a piece of shit, Tah. I can't stand you. Ah. Fuck you. Ah.
Next is over, shit. Bro.
Shit. You don't see that motherfucking ring on your finger? Get the fuck out of here with that.
That's your anniversary now.
That's this is your anniversary now.
Look at me.
Okay?
That is your anniversary now.
I made an honest woman out of you, and then what?
Has anybody here ever celebrated a 6-monther?
That's nuts.
No, and I would never. Kiss my fucking ass.
Ben hesitated.
I would laugh it off.
What's up, Ben?
What do you mean, what's up?
Are you a 6-month anniversary
Ben
boy?
Ben would be the one got to do that shit.
Are you the anniversary of our first kiss, boy?
Talk your truth, Ben.
The anniversary of when we first held hands, boy?
All that.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, you're not.
Don't cap.
No, he is.
Bullshit.
He is? No, he is.
All that.
Don't cap.
No. No.
Every
Ben is like that TV boyfriend, like that really, really good boyfriend that makes everybody look man. Like shit.
You should write a book.
I hate bringing him around my. I hate it. God damn it. Pulling out chairs, opening doors, wiping her mouth.
Who the fuck do you think you are? Oh my God.
What the fuck was that? That sounded beautiful.
I was asking myself, where is he going to put it? Where?
No, I was waiting for Ben to say, shut the fuck up. But no, he played that beautiful music.
Yo, you know that sound? That's the fucking duck sound. From whenever Doug. He saw Pat. Ben, one more time, please. That is funny as fuck.
Fucking hilarious, though.
Okay. All right. Who do you think has an easier time getting back into the game? Men or women?
An easier time?
Easier time.
Women, by far.
Why is it easier for women to get back into the game than men?
Because, just like we said earlier in the podcast, dick has no value. Niggas don't really matter that much.
So...
Even when women are actually in relationships, they're already being hounded and harassed as it is. It's just, I mean, they're already hitting the ground running by the time they end some shit and get back into the game. Am I wrong? Somebody?
Nah, you're not wrong. You're absolutely right.
Support the details, somebody.
No. You're right. It's just.
Who do you think has the easiest time getting back into the game? Men or women?
Women. Women by far, bro.
So, wait, because I feel like niggas swag into the game. You think niggas have... Why women over men?
Listen, if you cheat on your girlfriend tonight and she decides to put on some clothes and go out with her homegirls, nigga...
She back in the game.
Easy.
She's back in the game.
Easy. You know how much work we got to do, nigga?
To really get back in the game.
Man,
You got to hit the phones.
Shit, Maya's not in the game and niggas is all over.
If Maya just back into the game,
come
she's
on,
in the game.
It's easy for her, bro. Yeah.
No, you real. You real. That's real.
And that's the thing. That's niggas be fucking up and forgetting that how easy it is for their girl. Man, some of these women have smartened up and left you scumbag ass niggas. Fuck out of here, you fucking so-ons. It ain't worth shit.
Hey. I ain't even trying to like go. I ain't trying to throw everything off completely, right? But I can't have Haitian V walk into the vegan trap house.
No, Haitian V just walked in, dog.
What the fuck is going on, son?
This is our home, the vegan trap house.
You know my journey right now.
Yeah,
bro. What the fuck is going on?
He's on that gangster shit. Dog. He's on that vegan gangster shit.
This is lit.
Yeah, super lit.
All right, we have now reached the this or that section of our program. It's where we compare this or that to the people. Bitch, you hear me? We got his ass.
What happened?
It's over.
What happened?
Pokeball, we got his ass.
Did he say program? Did he say it?
We got your ass.
Fuck you, man.
Pokeball.
Dumbass, nigga.
Whenever you ready, man.
Hey, no, you lost all respect for me. You're a fucking scary ass.
Nigga. This
is
that. Crip.
Crack.
Big.
That.
Big. Cat. Sit. Back. Big. Whack.
Rat.
Oh, fuck this shit. This fucking this or that came from Yans, and this shit is hot.
Shout out my nigga Yans, aka Spider Woman.
Ben, who is badder, Tyra or Naomi?
Ooh. Tyra Banks?
That's a good one.
How many other Tyras you know?
I don't know no Tyra. I don't even know that one.
Yeah.
TB.
You know what? Banks. I'm going to go with Tyra because she just recently put on some weight and she took a photo.
She looks great.
Yo, she looks amazing, bro.
She looks amazing,
you know how
bro.
I feel about, you know, putting on some weight, bro. She looking right. She looks like she finally got some shit to grab.
Yes, she does.
That's how I need her.
Ricky, what you say?
Naomi Campbell was in the In the Closet video of Michael Jackson, and she looked absolutely stunning with that king. And I just can't go against that. I'm sorry.
Oh, we have a fellow Mike nigga in here. He's a Michael Jackson and Jordan enthusiast, this nigga.
They're the best ever. MJ, they're the best ever.
V, we asked a few shows ago, nigga went nuts. Who's the better Michael in his realm, Jackson or Jordan?
In his realm.
I could hug this guy. Wow.
I'm not going for that shit, bro.
The most famous people ever on earth with two black men, and they both named MJ.
I said that as well.
It was Michael Jackson first, then came Michael Jordan.
I can't go for that shit, bro.
Everybody knows Michael Jordan. Everybody knew Michael Jackson.
I can't go for that.
There were countries
not
with...
everybody knows there, Michael Jordan?
There's no, countries with no TV. No, if Michael Jackson walked in, they know it's Michael Jackson.
International megastar.
Michael
Jordan was just an American superhero. And you know how I feel about Michael Jordan, bro.
Give my dog a mic.
No, brother, we good.
Plus, you know how I feel about Michael Jordan, man.
I named my daughter Jordan, dude. My argument is, my nigga, Jordan is the best basketball player of all time, undisputedly.
Right.
And can we say that Mike is the best singer of all time?
The best entertainer of all time, yes.
I wouldn't say artist, because Prince was actually a better artist than Michael Jackson.
Talk some sense.
But the best entertainer you've ever seen, with presentation and everything packaged, with a voice, dance moves...
Everything.
Presentation was Michael Jackson, dude. We have these talks already, man, Brooklyn.
No, this nigga.
So, you know.
He preaches this fucking gospel. I hear this shit from you and this nigga.
I'm telling you. It's like you just don't... I don't know. I don't get it. I just don't understand it.
V, Tyra or Naomi?
Tyra.
Good man.
Tyra Banks. I mean, I've...
You can't go wrong either one, though.
So...
Even though I'm
curious, because Naomi's a Jamaican woman, so she's...
They said she free.
I like her fire more.
She's probably the nastier one.
I like her fire. Like, personalities, fucking Naomi is like a mean bitch, and I love that.
Yeah.
I've been around them both.
Tyra just comes off to me like real ditzy and dumb, and like, I just...
But you can't be dumb to be where she is. That's the hustle. That's the hustle, is to be that rich and still look like you're ditzy and dumb. But she really is a mogul.
She a businesswoman, bro.
She really is a fucking mogul.
That America's Top Model shit, it's crazy.
It's still going, ain't it?
Yeah.
They just brought it back.
Yeah.
Okay. Head standing up or head laying down?
Wait, really?
I got my answer.
Go ahead then. Say
head standing up or head laying down? Do you want to stand up and have her on her knees? Or do you just want to be? You just want to lay down and be free of all responsibilities in case your knees buckle? What you want to do?
What are you asking?
You want head standing up, a head laying down. V, what's up? You got your answer already?
I got it. It's a joke. We're comedians, but it's a joke I say where the best head you ever get is laying on your back, and your legs are actually in a V, open in a V. and you just laying there and she just going to town. Yo, that's the best shit ever.
Is he a liar? No. Is he a liar?
Nigga, your toes are doing this, like wiggling this shit. You're like a little bitch. But excuse my language. But that's how it goes.
Wow. You're fucking free.
That's how it goes.
You're free.
Okay. Standing up, you don't know if you're gonna buckle and fall on her, if you know what I'm saying, like, you nut too hard.
That standing up is only for niggas with like a superiority complex. You just wanna stand over somebody.
That's Napoleon complex.
That's weird shit. Mm-hmm. So, is it a resounding laying down around the table?
Unanimous. Yeah, laying down. There's something kingly about that.
I
shit,
think bro. Everybody related to that a little bit. Like,
I don't want it. I don't want it standing up or laying down.
You're a little submissive. What?
This thing is anti-head.
All right. Well, you getting it backwards or something? You bending over?
I don't want it at all. Just give me the puss.
Oh God.
Yeah. He's one of those. Very last. This or that. Better American Idol: Fantasia, Kelly, or Ruben?
Sheesh. Fantasia, Kelly, or Ruben? That's a good one.
You know me.
I'm Fantasia.
Ruben, nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
Are you crazy, loco, my friend?
Nah, nigga, what you mean? He was the first nigga to win.
I'm good.
That nigga got skinny. That nigga got skinny and lost all his talent.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. It's weird. I don't want to say this on
say it
public, but I follow Ruben Studdard a lot, actually. I was a big Ruben Studdard fan after American Idol. And, he's probably,
he was the first winner, right?
He was the first one, but that don't make him the best.
Yeah.
He ain't come out with nothing else after flying without wings.
Since you've been gone, when Kelly did that for me, because I would have said
that. For her, bro. She ain't get that off.
I mean, come on, bro. We know Fantasia somebody ain't writing nothing.
You're right. And Fantasia.
If you don't want me, then don't talk to me.
But did she write that?
Come on.
No.
Come on.
But she sang the hell out of it.
Did she write anything?
I want Fantasia to sing at my funeral, bro.
Go ahead and free yourself.
I'm thinking about singles. Better singer, hands down, is Fantasia.
Hands down.
Of course. She's up there.
But out of the three, she's the best.
But some of Kelly Clarkson's bops are just too strong.
What does she have besides the one you just said, Kelly? That's all she got.
Touche, brother.
I'm going with Fantasia for...
Wait, I'm wrong.
Since you've been gone.
That's the one that I said.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one you saw? Oh.
Can we do Kill Sign feature?
I got a Kill Sign feature in the clip.
No, I mean with those three right there.
Kill Sign feature. Fantasia, Kelly Clarkson, and Ruben. All right, I'm going to kill Ruben off the rip.
You tripping, dog.
Whatever.
If he was fat, he'd already kill himself.
Damn, I'm going to kill Ruben off the rip. To St. Louis tour?
I'm probably going to sign Kelly and feature Fantasia.
I'm signing Fantasia because she has the voice and she's gonna give me a couple of hits, a couple of features. Feature Kelly or what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, white voice.
You're gonna feature her on. So, I'd feature Ruben and I'd kill that annoying bitch Kelly.
Really?
Yeah, kill her.
You're gonna kill Kelly Clarkson.
I'm on with Ricky.
See,
y'all niggas is nuts.
You know how many hooks I could throw Ruben Studdard on?
What? One.
No. Shit. Maybe.
Sorry for 2020.
Oh my God.
No, you crazy.
Flying
I could throw that nigga on any beat with Rick Ross. Killing that feature.
A fat boy duo.
Yeah.
Hey, Ruben, find Ricky. That's the best of both worlds.
That's a great
Big Mac
song.
I'm telling you, that is a beautiful song.
Ruben and Ricky is a great song.
That's a Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A remix right there. That would be dope. Like a Chick-fil-A version of Best of Both Worlds.
Got the lemon pepper when they go to Wingstop.
Kelly and Jay-Z. Wingstop would definitely get a lot of commercials.
Of course.
Checkers.
All right. Hold on, where is it? Kill feature sign. Rod Digger, Foxy Brown, Macy Gray.
Kill feature
sign.
You
sign.
Kill one, feature one on your song, sign one to your label.
May I ask a side question? How did Macy Gray get into this?
You know what?
I tried to say goodbye.
I was trying to create a conundrum.
We went all the way left with Macy Gray. Rod Digger. Who else?
Rod Digger, Foxy Brown.
And Macy Gray?
I'd actually sign Macy Gray.
Who do you? Okay. You sign Macy.
Feature Foxy.
You feature Foxy. Who you kill?
Whoever's left.
Rod Digger.
Rod Digger.
Yeah,
I think everybody's killing Rod Digger.
Oh, everybody's killing
Rod Digger.
She's
ugly. I don't need Rod Digger.
She's ill, but she's.
Yeah, I don't. Like she looks ill. I'm signing Foxy. She had two.
He put the mic down.
The comments. The comments of this are the comments of niggas with opinions and niggas with opinions alone. Haitian V has nothing to do with this. Yo. It's me, V. We'll see each other on church and church.
He said the cross street. You know shit real when niggas say the cross street.
Yo, I'm gonna. No, you good. I'm gonna sign Foxy. I am going to feature Macy, and I'm going to definitely kill Rod Digger.
I'm not signing Foxy. Man. I'm probably
Foxy gonna sign- had bars, bro.
I'm signing Macy.
She had bars in '96.
Yeah, but Macy didn't have a song in how long?
Yeah, but she was the most marketable.
But she got the biggest songs. I try to say goodbye in a joke. Try to walk away and I stumble and I can't hide it. Yeah. She
played in a movie too, because she was smoking a cigarette in one of them.
She has a beautiful raspy voice.
Training Day.
When the fake warrant.
Yeah, Training Day. Yeah. She killed that role too.
She was in something else. She was in a few movies.
Yeah, she's probably
Dreamgirls too or some shit. I can't remember. Dreamgirls? Might have been. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. What you got, Ben?
I'm stuck between signing either Macy Gray or Foxy Brown, because one can make an argument that you can break Foxy Brown into the climate of female rap today.
Exactly.
You can break her out today.
Yes.
If there's a time to break out somebody like Foxy, it's now.
Irrelevant would be.
Yeah.
Yes.
It would be now.
Yes.
So I think I might sign Foxy Brown, feature Macy, and kill off Rod Digger. I'm sorry.
We're not going to really kill her.
No,
I don't think
it's just our rap version of Kill Fuck Mary or whatever that shit is.
Yeah. I like that segment though.
Where the fuck is Rod Digger? I don't even know how to kill her.
I don't know. Somewhere with Busta.
Last song I remember her on was Annie.
Busta,
what it is,
Rod Digger. That's a nigga. That's a nigga. Busta need more flowers, bro.
Yo, it's fucking Busta Rhymes. I'm here.
Busta need more flowers, bro. The nigga's been shitting out hits forever. He needs more flowers.
That used to be, when I was a kid, that was my favorite rapper.
He's still super lyrical. Well, but people are not checking for Busta Rhymes to see if he's lyrical.
But the thing is, he's always been lyrical and had the ability to make a great song.
He was very entertaining.
That counts for something.
And his videos were entertaining.
His flow is entertaining. Like, he always found his pockets.
When he started getting on the steroids, it's like, he got to start. It's like, all right, bro.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it
still
to you.
Still a cold song.
I know what you
still
want.
Cold.
You know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you.
Gonna make your body.
Yes.
Yeah. Still cold.
Remember the Give Me Some More? That beat was so cold.
Niggas want some hot shit.
That's that Samson shit. A nigga like cut his hair off and lose the power.
Pretty much, as I said.
You remember Ludacris?
Yep.
Once Luda cut the braids, he lost the power.
I'm telling you.
It hurt me so bad. You don't care about mogul, but I mean, that shit that you gave me on Back to the First Time was something special.
Why you think Wayne is holding on to the two dreads he got left?
Yo, I saw that, bro. I saw that, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I love Dwayne, Michael Carter. I love him so much, bro. He's the best rapper alive.
He's going to hold on to those two blonde, you heard those what two I said. Yellow. Those.
You heard what I said. Dwayne Michael Carter is the best Carter rapping.
Where you from?
No, stop it. Stop it. Stop it while you're ahead.
Dwayne Michael Carter is the best Carter on the microphone.
Stop it.
After Beyonce.
Aaron, I'll take Aaron Carter over Lil Wayne. Right? Stop it! Stop it! Wayne hasn't put out a good track in about 7-8 years. Come on, man!
Wait, did I just overhear you say that Jay-Z isn't the best rapper alive?
He's not the best rapper.
And you're a native what?
Brooklyn Knight, born and raised in Brooklyn.
this is interesting. Why?
Do you have to fight when you walk out of your house to hear?
Because he's not the best rapper. We talking about rap. We talking lyrics, right? We talking like flow, everything together, the package.
Who's your best?
So what'd you say?
Andre 3000.
That's my nigga.
We've had this talk before.
Has ever walked the planet.
We've flow, talked.
Content, substance. Will kill you on it. He will walk circles around Jay.
Has he had Jay, I'm sorry, one I'm bad this, verse? Will,
never.
Trey never has heard, never had a bad
never
verse.
Never heard a bad
while doing what the fuck he wants
to do. Remember when he was doing million, the shit he was million, doing? It million, wasn't cool.
A million a verse at that.
Yeah. On his features.
I'm sorry?
A million a verse at that. Like Pharrell was giving people $1 million. You had a beat for $1 million. Andre's is a million a verse.
Because I'll never stop saying it. On Beyonce's party, he slid like I've never seen.
He made the song. Slide. The Beehive dummies won't say it, but he made the song.
Party's tough.
Party's tough song. Cool, it is. But he made the song.
Did you hear the flow on it? Which is what made you pay attention to
the song of the week, man.
J. Cole was on the song also.
Thank God that wasn't the version. I mean, J. Cole did what he could. La de da de, we like, but set the scene. 3,000 degrees. Come on. I ain't worried about these fuck niggas over there, but they worried about me, Lord.
Hey, that has to be song of the week, bro. That has to be, man.
I'm not worried about these fuck niggas over there.
Oh, that was a beautiful song. Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, all right. We have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program.
No, bitch. Program. Why does Haitian V keep putting down his mic when I'm going to keep putting it in his face? The penis is too great.
La boule. La boule wash la.
Wait till we get off.
Hey, drop it whenever you're ready, Ben. Ask a real nigga.
Nigga.
Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. Nigga. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Nigga. Ask a real nigga. You want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Nigga. Like a gun trigger.
Nigga.
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 Follow me on Twitter.
Nigga.
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 Bitch, you big, I'm bigger.
Nigga.
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 And I hit a spliffer.
Nigga.
Where my
nigga?
Nigga.
Nigga.
Chrissa.
Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
The very first Ask a Real Nigga question comes from Blue Gal 2010 on the IG. This question goes, what are some signs that a man wants something serious versus a man who just wants to be the representative versus a man who sends the representative to just sleep with a woman? Aside from the obvious stuff, asking him over, trying to sleep with you. How can a man tell a difference between somebody who's serious and somebody who's trying to be the best version of themselves just to get the pussy? That's a great question, Blue Gal.
It is a great question.
A woman. It's a great question.
A man is not going to ask a question.
No.
Hey, how do I know she going to let me get the pussy or not? That's what he going
to
ask.
How can I be the best version of me to fuck up?
You know, that's when niggas speak properly.
Yeah.
How are you, sweetheart? I ascertained something.
Hey, when a nigga ascertains mid-conversation, he's a con artist.
I mean, I never want to hear one of y'all niggas say ascertain.
Honestly, if I could be 1,000 with you, the way you separate the real good guys from the con artists is time. Con artists ain't got but a month. Let me tell you something.
Even that's a stretch.
Con artists ain't got. If that nigga's been trying to get that pussy for a year, 6 months, hand it over.
Unless his name is Plus and he'll wait 2 years.
I'll wait 2 years to ruin your life. It's nothing. I'm a patient scumbag. I'll wait forever. I will wait forever.
Patient scumbag.
Patient scumbag.
Boom.
But no, I think time is it. Because like the niggas who are sending their representative to come and hit you aren't going to spend the time or aren't going to want to wait. or they're going to keep pressuring you. When are we fucking? Are we fucking today? Did you think about fucking? Have you moved forward in your fucking thought process? You want hella innuendos. Yeah. I'm hungry. You want some meat? Like that type of thing. I can't sleep. I'll put you to sleep. Yeah. That nigga. Does anybody else have any other signs or any other help for Blue Gal here? How can she see the difference between a sheep and a wolf in sheep's clothing? Ben said, I'm not giving you no game.
I would say, like, not just time, but you could kind of, you just could tell, like, pretty much, like, if a nigga saying he wants to fuck with you, but he's never available for you when you actually need him to be, that's a telltale sign to me.
And just a nice guy in the text messages, right? Just a nice guy, but never really following up.
Yeah, I could text you all day and night and da da da, but when you actually need me to like help you with something or you actually want to do something, like, and he's never available, that's pretty much. But if you say, "Hey, I'm horny," you know what I'm saying? Like,
I got time, cuz.
Yeah, I got time, cuz.
I got like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
let me play a little bit of the devil's advocate here.
Ooh, go crazy.
Who's to say that energy just wasn't off? Maybe there was something about you that maybe pushed him away. Did you think to consider that? So just try to think of it on both fronts. Look at his actions, look at his words, the way he speaks to you, his phraseology, and also think about the interaction between you and him and what you put out there.
Maybe
he doesn't want that to be a continuous thing in his life.
Have you ever like been with a woman who you thought was gonna be great, and then like she does the thing, and you're like, oh, I can only just fuck you now. Whatever I thought we were gonna be,
it's happened.
I have
it's
to
happened.
Shift you into the just pussy category,
right?
Because I didn't know you were this.
When she shifted to the JP category,
oh,
that's
JP Morgan.
Her name was Morgan.
Morgan, I don't know you, but you brought this on yourself.
You brought this on yourself, baby.
But bro, so I mean, that is the thing. He may not have just pussy intentions in the beginning. However, things change.
But also, too, like to say what Ben was saying, I think what's making her ask that question is the fact that I don't think that guy is turned off in a way, because he's probably presenting everything in a way like he's really, really interested in her. He wants to take it there with her. He wants to go the full mile with her. You know what I'm saying? But she's trying to figure out how serious he is. Because you kind of know when a nigga is like, we can say whatever we want to these doms, and we do.
And you know niggas are the best version of themselves right before they smash.
No, I'm telling you.
You are your best behavior.
You the best. You Steve Harvey out here. Think like a man out
DJ
here.
DJ Khaled in this
what?
Shit.
What?
You the best.
Picnics. You promising all types of bullshit, but never follow through. So now she has that question right. Like.
Can I be a devil's advocate also?
Go ahead.
Judge it after you fuck.
It might be too late.
Judge it after you fuck.
But I think she's trying to avoid the extra body because it might be
not
too late.
What the fuck?
That. All right.
If you have
29
bullet.
Bodies,
bullet.
Come on. And dude right. becomes 30,
yeah, bullet come on.
Is not gonna no. taint you to God's eyes.
Yeah,
like
yeah, just go ahead and get
know,
the fuck.
After you fuck the first time, see what it is. I mean, as if you are, if that's something you want, also, like. These days, a lot of women being way more honest about, you know, yo.
Yeah, they're being way more upfront and more
city girls and all this.
Yeah,
so it's like a lot of girls think they city girls,
but
until
it's true.
A nigga,
it's,
like,
it's
turn
true
around and become a city boy, and
it's
then
a
you
city
like,
girl
oh,
capital.
It's true though. If you if you want
to
see
really
who the nigga really
see,
is,
yeah.
let the nigga be.
And then that's facts around the board. You don't know who a person is until you have a baby with them. You don't know who a person is until you marry them. You don't know who a person is until you fuck him.
Yep.
That's interesting, because honestly, if you let him fuck one time and
if
never see him
fuck
again,
again,
You know what side he on. You know exactly who he is.
And just count it, yo. You don't got to tell your best friend.
Yeah. But
you know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Just, nobody fuck him.
It's not like it's not like he's going to fuck you for more than 1 minute anyway.
No,
it's the first time. So.
No, you're going to be honest about your fucking body count anyway. Yeah. Just fuck people.
Yeah.
You're going to lie about it anyway.
They all lie about
you're
it.
Lie about
I haven't
it
had sex in 3-4 months.
Oh,
I've
my
only
God.
Fucked 4 guys. Bitch, you fucked 3 of my homeboys. Stop it. I'm number 4. Get the fuck out of here.
What'd Jermaine Cole say? She said she only fucked by 4 or 5 niggas.
So you know you gotta multiply by 3.
Jermaine, oh, he knows what he's talking about.
That's a bar. That was a bar.
Oh, that's a word.
They all lie about that shit. And they all lie about it. Message. Count it on one hand.
Okay. This next question comes from Forget Me Nots on Instagram. We love you, bae. Do you guys read often? And if so, who's your favorite author and why? Okay, I'll start. I'm embarrassed to say I don't read shit. The last thing I read was the Bible written by Jesus. The Lord and Savior. I know it was written by Jesus. It's a joke. Don't shit on my parade. Don't shit on my parade. I know Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
We was going to get you quiet.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, David, them niggas wrote their shit. I understand. Jesus Christ. Biblical ass nigga. Ho, wait.
I'm super not
niggas was, you know niggas I'm was not having it.
I'm super not biblical. Especially being African and a Haitian. I'm not following nobody named John, David, all this stuff. I'm not doing that. So, yeah. Jesus did not write whatever creeds that people are living with.
He died for Christmas.
Not really.
I thought Christmas was.
He couldn't predict the future yet, so I didn't think he knew what he was doing.
No, I mean like Christmas, like so I can get gifts and shit. Like that's what I mean.
I thought Christmas was his birthday.
I thought he died for us.
It's a pagan holiday.
I know it's a pagan holiday. I'm just saying. I thought it was his birthday.
Nowhere in the Bible does it say December 25th is his birthday. I don't know where that comes from. You just can't give niggas
it's
a birthday.
None of my business. I don't care.
It's none of your business.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Because you pray to the Most High. That's none of your business.
The Most High.
Look at his face. Look at his unbothered face. Ricky, do you read?
Yes, my favorite.
No, you're googling books, bitch.
You're an idiot. I'm not googling books.
He's googling books.
He's an idiot.
Fucking Shel Silverstein. Get the fuck out of here,
nigga.
Dr. Seuss.
No, I was looking. I was actually looking to see if we had more Ask a Real Nigga questions in the DM and the Twitter. Randy J. Terabarelli. He wrote The Magic and the Madness by Michael Jackson. It's a beautiful book.
I hate this nigga, bro.
Holy shit. I didn't even read that shit.
Yeah, it's a great book. You should read it, man. It gives you a lot of insight.
Do you read?
Man, I read a lot, you know. My
read the Cora.
Who she is. You know what I'm saying? She has her own book foundation, Lady Bookworm. So I do a lot of reading on my own. But they're mostly like historical books.
Shout out Chris, man.
What's the last book you read? Or like who's your favorite author?
The last book I read was A Collection of Speeches by His Majesty. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie the First. That was like the last book I read, yeah. But I sometimes sneak behind Crystal and like read some of the books that I hear her brag about a lot. Zora Neale Hurston pops up quite often. I will say that. So if I had to choose like a favorite, I would say Zora. She's popping.
The last book I read front to back was Paul Mooney's autobiography.
Paul Mooney?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love Paul Mooney.
And the way the book sound, he was fucking Richard, bro. That shit was weird.
What?
Oh, bro, you have to read the book.
Wait. Just changed my...
All right.
Pause.
He's gay?
He's not gay.
You have to read the book, bro.
Paul Mooney got kids?
I'm not
saying that's not
the... Yeah, it doesn't qualify you.
To omit it.
But that's weird, though.
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
He wrote it?
The way the nigga write about Richard is like it's a love affair.
Mm-hmm. It seems weird, though.
Like, the tone.
It did seem weird. The connection.
Like, because nowhere does it says weird shit, but you can tell he wrote it. Like, this is with Paul Mooney's pen. Mm. It's a great book, because it's historical as fuck.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of Richard in his life story.
You remember
story.
What it's called?
Black is the New White.
Well, Richard is who made his...
By Paul Mooney?
Yeah, I got it.
That's what I'm saying.
I give it to you.
He wrote a lot of jokes for Richard, didn't he?
I could understand why he would worship the why he would worship, bro.
This ain't feel like worship. It felt like fucking.
Your face right
you know
now.
What? You know what's crazy? I see a lot of you in Paul Mooney's jokes, like his stand up.
Only because I do angry jokes.
Yeah.
I don't really smile much.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Fuck all that shit. Very last ask a real nigga question. Hold on, wait one damn second. Comes from Lucy_Lou on the Twitter. Shit. Are the dynamics of your friendship, parentheses, best friend, changed or affected by you or others' romantic relationship statuses? Is it affected negatively? Example, communication is one-sided. Don't catch up, don't spend time with each other anymore, and you discussed it with them, but nothing has changed. Will you stick around? Are you guys really best friends? Hashtag ask a real nigga. So it sounds like what she's asking is, do you let your relationships change how you interact with your best friend? And if it does negatively affect your friendships, were you really best friends to begin with?
It's happened. It's happened to me before. With Ben's ex, she ain't fuck with the gang. She thought everybody was against her, and come to find out, we were all right about her. So this shit kind of like got weird. You know what I'm saying? That's it. So the shit kind
of right about her in what sense?
She was a piece of shit.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? She was a dick guzzling hoe.
That's what I was looking for. I was looking for that. I knew it was coming. I knew he had it in him.
Fucking donkey. Fuck that girl.
Chris, as our resident married nigga. How has marriage changed your friendships, if at all?
Gang.
I mean, it helps if my friends have wives or girlfriends. You know what I'm saying? Because it makes for, like, you can make things out of it. Like, we can go out. You don't just have to pull up to the crib. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can go out and enjoy ourselves and have a good time together.
Are there any friends you had to let go when you got into a serious relationship?
Nah, I mean, anybody that consider a friend, I would never let them go, you know what I'm saying? It was like, we might not hang out every day, but if I get a minute, you know what I'm saying, that we can go kick it, it's still like we've been kicking it every day all the time. Respect. If I consider you a friend, you feel me? Like, I don't think time should put a strain on friendships. Because it's not like, I dissed you while we're not talking right now. Like, you understand that I have a life to maintain. I understand you got a life to maintain. So I think that's part of being a friend.
Ben, how do relationships affect your friendships, if at all?
It only affects it with just the normal day-to-day. Because, you know, you hang out with your friends all the time. Especially in those types of friendships, you know, those are the ones that are most commonly affected because you hang out with them all the time. Then all of a sudden you have to kind of compartmentalize your time with the person that you're with and your friends and whatnot. But true friends understand what Chris was alluding to. I mean, we're still friends. We still have a real bond. And my relationship status isn't going to affect that. It'll affect the time that we spend together, but it doesn't affect how I feel about you and the type of friendship that we have. We all have to be cognizant that life goes on and we evolve as people. We evolve in our statuses, and true friendships understand that, and you accept it. You evolve too.
Lucy Lou, everybody is saying, let your friend get dick and stop hating.
Pretty much.
That's what everybody's saying.
Pretty much.
It's a resounding, let her get dick. She'll hang out with you when she can. Find a dick.
She might find one for you.
My DMs are plus daddy, PLUSDADDY.
Come on, Lucy. Well, don't do that. Don't ruin your life.
Matter of fact, let me look at Lucy's picture. See how much she weighs.
Lucy, I'm telling you right now, if you're under 275, you've got no shot.
Forget about it. I have nothing to do with it.
No shot. Do you sound like a grizzly bear when you talk? No shot.
Yo. Yeah, she looks. Oh, no. She has the middle finger in her picture. City girl.
Let's see.
City girl. She need niggas to swipe those visas, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't look. She doesn't look cheap.
No. Expensive. That fucking weave is expensive as shit. Oh, yeah. $275 at least.
She looks like she got that weave straight out of heaven's in here. That's what it looks like to me. I don't know. I could be wrong. But if you're like Lucy Liu and you like a beautiful weave, beautiful sew-ins, frontals, closures, bundles, make sure you visit Heaven Sent Hair, www.heavensenthair.com. You can go to their website at heaven_sent_hair and check them out. All sales are final. You can call them at 1-833-5-HEAVEN. Again, that's 1-833-5-HEAVEN.
I looked at him and he still got it in.
Oh, heaven said it.
You should be sneaking in. You should be shoving it.
Nah, you're stupid. You cut it off, man.
Stussy, what? And ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the stylings of the masters of misogyny plus the regular prince.
Okay. I want to remind you guys that we are also recording in the illustrious Veggie Delight. Yep. Veggie Juice Bar, located here, 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. What's the fucking zip code?
33023.
33023, little bitch. Come through here. New menu every day for you fucking niggas. Fresh juices every day for you fucking niggas. Mm-hmm. Fresh veggies. Come through. Service with a smile. Support black businesses, bitch. Why you at Jamba Juice for? Stop playing games. Pull up.
Vegan Griot, vegan
Crumbos. Is that promo too aggressive?
Nah, because they be putting all type of extra frozen shit in your juice and all that shit. Like, we use fresh fruits. When we make our fruits, when I make our fruit drinks, so.
You know, shit is delicious too, man. When you come, make sure you ask for the vegan patties. Ask for that southern fried chicken sandwich. Ask for that vegan griot.
The vegan chili.
The chickpeas, all that. It's the food is just delicious.
HMV, this is home of the vegan griot and vegan bun. It lives here.
I literally had this conversation yesterday. Like, I would love to have like some sort of food truck, a Haitian food truck that makes all the food we've eaten, all the poison we've eaten when we were kids, but it's vegan, so it tastes just like it. And I know it tastes just like it.
It could be good. It's good. The vegan grill is amazing.
We had vegan clubhouse yesterday.
No. You're going too far. It's like vegan real masquerade, man. You can't do that, man. I cannot put that on my body because it's not the most natural.
Oh, shit.
Vegan real masquerade. That's a title contender.
Oh, fuck shit. That is. This nigga's funny, though.
Ben, any final thoughts this evening, brother?
I had a very plus-esque final thoughts this week. Although pussy doesn't come in the prettiest of packages at times, mm-hmm. Did you still not climax?
Mm.
Did you still not say, oh shit?
Mm.
So if it was good to you, and you felt all those things, and the answers to those questions were yes, you keep on trucking, and you most of all, keep on fucking.
Come on, brother. Come on. Poetry, nigga. Poetry. Yeah, Ricky, you follow that shit. Final thoughts.
I just want to let you guys know that Michael Jackson is the biggest selling artist of all time. He's the best entertainer of all time. He has the Guinness World Record for most awards won for an artist, most money given to a charity. And
he's fucked the most boys in 90210.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. He ain't fucked none of them. No, shut the fuck up. Shut up, bitch. Stupid motherfucker.
Fuck you! Just shut up my motherfucking city! 305 motherfuckers!
Rest in peace, Michael Jackson. I love you so much.
Chris, any final thoughts this evening?
Yeah, go to our website, nwopod.com, and check us out. Make sure you like and subscribe us on all social media, not social media, but podcast streaming platforms. I'm a little high and drunk right now. So
good. Excellent.
Just work with me. Also, don't forget to sign up for our Patreon because, you know, support some real niggas.
Gang, gang.
My final thoughts for this evening is if you have yet to experience head laying down in the V formation, I implore you, okay, tell your old lady you would try. That standing up shit's overrated because you still got to find the strength to keep standing up when you're done coming. It's just for losers, bro. You ever caught a nut and fell asleep and didn't wake up until she brought your rag? You don't know what the fuck life is. Lay down. Ben, what's our song of the week this week?
Well,
can I get Haitian V's final thought? I want Haitian V's final thought.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My daughter.
In the words of Russell Simmons, thanks for coming out. God bless you. Good night. No. I don't have final thoughts, man. Just I'm happy to be here with the with these gentlemen, and happy to rock out for the culture. All love. Thank you, Florida, for love. And that's it, man. You know, nothing real.
Where can the people find you?
Nostrand and Linden, Brooklyn, New York, shit. With the Crips. Nah, for real with the Crips, but not for real. JustVlad.com, JustVlad on Instagram, JustVlad on Twitter, not JustVlad on Snapchat. That's a weirdo that like jerks off in the park or some shit. So it's just Vlad NYC on Snapchat. No, that's for real. So that's where they can find me, man.
Love. I just got a hat from justvlad.com. It's red with white letters, like the Make America Great Again hat, except it says Make Bubba Deuce Again.
Yo, that was the highest. That had the highest traffic.
I saw when y'all was at the improv, I saw a couple of niggas wearing that hat. And I was like, dog, where the fuck do I get that shit?
JustVlad.com for the Bubba hats, bro.
Yeah. And my mom's a deacon at a church. But it's okay.
Keep it, Bubba, you. Ben, what's the song of the week, brother?
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Queen B herself, featuring Andre 3000.
Yes.
Party.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Have a good one. Peace.
We also have to give Kanye his credit.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drip the swag too. Oh.
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. I told my girls you can get it. Don't slow. Talking to
1000 degrees. I ain't worried about them fuck niggas over there, but they worry about me. I got a homeboy named Butter and another homeboy, that nigga named Cheese. Fuck with me, baby, I make it milk till it drip down your knees. Spit this shit for real low, brain reload. Kiddo say he looks up to me, this just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court eating God get rose. Yesterday, that's the way. Every single morning I try to pray. Grandmama and them, they never forgot. Nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be talking to me. Girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Shh, always something to saw. I'm the wrong, off the rip. Cause of him, all of them will remember. But the men, nut, they fell in love with rap. Black like having your cousin back. Blue like when that rent is due. Cream like when I'm loving you. Swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, saucy drippin' swag goo. Ooh.